Hello, it's Lori again, and we're here talking about my online copywriting checklist, the Red Hot Copy Secret Sauce to Sizzling Copy. This is part of a special report that you can download below for a limited time only. It's free, but we're going through it in these episodes, and there are 5 points to the online copywriting checklist that I'm offering you, and we've already gone through 4 of them. This is the last one, and then I'll do a recap, but it's called SOBOC, Scannability, Opening, Body, Offer, and Close. Today, ta-da, we're on the close. So by the time you get to the close, the hard work's kind of already been done. You've talked about the features and benefits, you've answered their objections, you've given testimonials, you've got bullets, and they're frothing at the mouth. They can't wait to get their hands on what it is that you have. So what the close does is it ties up those loose ends. It comes after the offer. If you use my format, and there are many formats, but my format, as I suggested in the last episode, was to use a boxed off place for your offer. So if you have that boxed off offer, then your close goes below. So it's sort of just a tying together and saying, hey, it's been great, and remember how much this is going to make your life amazing, and you really want to do this now because of whatever, your scarcity, your time limit, whatever their reason to take action now is, or because you just don't want to spend one more day miserable in when you could have the life of your dreams, you know, that sort of idea. And then remind them about any bonuses that you're offering. Also include scarcity, like I said. And I also include the postscripts or the PSs in the close because, hey, it's at the end. And PSs are, it's funny, people read the PSs, and a lot of times you can throw in other little strong pieces of data in the PS, and people's sales resistance is a little down, so you have a much better job of kind of getting into their emotional part of their brain, because they're not pushing you away the whole time and trying to avoid spending money. Because believe me, when someone comes to your page or they're reading any of your copy, they're not really wanting to spend money. They're trying to figure out ways why they shouldn't. They're talking themselves out of it. And it's not because you have a bad product or a bad service. It's because it's our nature to protect our resources. It's a survival thing, right? It totally makes sense. And money is a resource. Money is a key to survival. It's a key to freedom. So people are cautious about how they're going to spend it. And the close, you're just going to go, hey, it's okay. You can spend your money with me. It's totally fine. And I guarantee that you'll be satisfied, or I will give you your money back. And blah, blah, blah. So in the PSs, like I said, this is where they're just kind of reading and not as they're at the end. So there's not a whole lot of pushing that you're going to do. But you can put in your PSs that I like to use either 1 or 3 because it balances them out. And your first one should be your strongest PS. And if you use 3, your last one should be a strong PS also. And the middle one is sort of, you know, the middle child. It doesn't matter quite as much. But in your PSs, you can put statistics that you've run across that maybe will persuade somebody to take action. And then make sure that you have an order link underneath each PS. So if you have 3 PSs, you're going to have 3 order links. And each of those order links, if you use my system, I take you back up to that order box. Or if you like, you can have the order link go to a different page on your shopping cart or your order form. But on that page, you make sure that you reiterate what the offer is so they know what they're getting, because your sale is not done until they click that final payment and it's gone through cyberspace to into your bank account. So it's very important to make sure that you don't mishandle your prospect all the way through your copy, all the way till the end. And so that's what the close is. It's very basic. It's another one of those things, don't overthink it, because you've already done the hard work. And the close just wraps up those loose ends like a present.